Ezra chapter 8. Now these are their paternal heads and the registration by genealogy of those who went up with me from Babylon in the reign of Artaxerxes the king. Of the sons of Phinehas, Gershom. Of the sons of Ithamar, Daniel. Of the sons of David, Hattush. Of the sons of Shechaniah. Of the sons of Parosh, Zechariah. And with him 150 males were registered by genealogy. Of the sons of Pahath Moab, Eliehoenai the son of Zerahiah, and with him 200 males. Of the sons of Shechaniah, the son of Jehaziel, and with him 300 males. And of the sons of Adin, Ebed the son of Jonathan, and with him 50 males. And of the sons of Elam, Isaiah the son of Athaliah, and with him 70 males. And of the sons of Shephatiah, Zebadiah the son of Mikael, and with him 80 males. And of the sons of Joab, Obadiah the son of Jehiel, and with him 218 males. And of the sons of Shelomith, the son of Josiphiah, and with him 160 males. And of the sons of Bebai, Zechariah the son of Bebai, and with him 28 males. And of the sons of Azgad, Johanan the son of Hakatan, and with him 110 males. And of the last sons of Adonikam, these are their names, Eliphelet, Jeiel, and Shemaiah, and with them 60 males. And of the sons of Bigvai, Uthai and Zakur, and with them 70 males. And I gathered them at the river which goes to Ahava, where we encamped for 3 days, and I took stock of the people and of the priests, and I did not find any sons of Levi there. So I sent for Eliezer, Ariel, Shemaiah, and Elnathan, and Jarib, and Elnathan, and Nathan, and Zechariah, and Meshulam, head men, and for Joiarib, and Elnathan, intelligent men. And I sent them out to Iddo the head man in Casiphiah the resort, and I put words in their mouth to say to Iddo and his brother, the temple servants, in Casiphiah the resort, to bring us servants for the house of our God. And with the good care of our God over us, they brought us a sensible man, one of the sons of Mahli, the son of Levi, the son of Israel, and Sherebiah and his sons and his brothers, 18 of them, and Hashabiah, and with him Isaiah, one of the sons of Merari, his brothers and their sons, 20 of them. And of the temple servants, whom David and the officials appointed for the work of the Levites, 220 temple servants, all of them specified by their names. And I called a fast there, at the river Ahava, to afflict ourselves before our God, and to seek the right way from him, for us and for our little ones, and all that belong to us. For I was ashamed to ask for soldiers and horsemen from the king to help protect us from an enemy on the way, for we had spoken to the king and said, "The hand of our God is favourably on all who seek him, but his vehemence and anger are on all who desert him." So we fasted and asked our God about this, and he was entreated by us. Then I separated 12 of the high-ranking priests, Sherebiah, Hashabiah, and 10 of their brothers with them. And I weighed out to them the silver and the gold and the articles, the gifts for the house of our God, which the king and his advisers and his officials and all Israel who were present had donated. And I weighed out into their hands 650 talents of silver, and silver articles to the value of 100 talents, and 100 talents of gold, and 20 golden bowls to the value of 1,000 darics, and 2 articles of high-quality gold-coloured copper, as sought after as gold. And I said to them, "You are holy to the Lord, and the articles are holy, and the silver and the gold are a freewill offering to the Lord God of your fathers. Watch over it and guard it until you weigh it before the high-ranking priests and the Levites and the paternal officials of Israel in Jerusalem, in the offices of the house of the Lord." So the priests and the Levites took the weighed-out amount of silver and gold and the articles to bring them to Jerusalem, to the house of our God. Then we set off from the river Ahava on the 12th day of the first month to go to Jerusalem. And the hand of our God was on us, and he delivered us from the hand of the enemy and the ambusher along the road. And we arrived in Jerusalem, and we stayed there for 3 days. Then on the fourth day the silver and the gold and the articles were weighed in the house of our God by Merimoth the son of Uriah the priest. And with him was Eleazar the son of Phinehas, and with them were Jozabad the son of Jeshua and Noadiah the son of Binui the Levites. Everything was done by number and by weight, and the entire weight was written down at that time. Those who came back from captivity, the deportees, made burnt offerings to the God of Israel, 12 bulls for all Israel, 96 rams, 77 lambs, and 12 goats as a sin offering. Everything was a burnt offering to the Lord. And the king's edicts were delivered to the king's satraps and the governors of the region on the far side of the river, and they supported the people and the house of God.